I practically ran down that road. I felt like crying, but I'd had enough of that. I was thinking, I've got to do something about this. I was screwing up my face to hold the tears back. It's been hard for everyone in these past months, but I think most people would agree that the strike couldn't have come at a worse time for me. My wife dead, two lads to bring up on my own, Tony running wild, the wife's mother living with us, half off her head, and Billy. Well, no one really talks to me about Billy. They just look at me and smile. What can you say about our Billy? He's all half-cock and up in the air, and well, he's our Billy, that's all. But there was something else to say about our Billy that I hadn't realized, and it was this. He was bloody good at something. Now, all right, I don't know anything about dancing or ballet or out like that, but I've seen it on the telly, and I'm just saying that he was as good as any of them. Right. And you see, I'd never thought about it. I never thought it was a runner, the Royal Ballet School. I thought it was just that middle-class lass pissing around, finding more ways of spending money I hadn't got. But what if? And then, well, why not? If he can do it, if he really has some talent, what then? My head was spinning. There was nothing I could do about it, even if he was Rudolf Bloody Nureyev. But see, now, that's not good enough. I mean, if he was good enough to be a ballet dancer, and if he wanted to be a ballet dancer, then I had to be good enough to find some way of making it happen for him. I'm his dad. That's what it's about, right?